الله الرحمن الرحيم ذو الشعر قبل أبو الشيخ علي بالله رومي وخرج الشاكي محمد اختصر نور الله وقده تايتل إيز نكر تو هين تو تاثير آه بے زبانی کی جسے بخشی ہے دولت حق نے اپنی رازدانی کی جسے بخشی ہے دولت حق نے اپنی رازدانی کی محبت ہو نہیں سکتی اسے دنیا فانی کی محبت ہو نہیں سکتی اسے دنیا فانی کی بدلتا ہے کبھی جغرافیہ ایسا حسینوں کا بدلتا ہے کبھی جغرافیہ ایسا حسینوں کا کہ تاریخیں بدل جاتی ہیں جس سے حسن فانی کی کہ تاریخیں بدل جاتی ہیں جس سے حسن فانی کی جنازہ حسن کا جب دفن ہو پیری کی قبروں میں جنازہ حسن کا جب دفن ہو پیری کی قبروں میں سنو کیا آہ ان کی داستاں عہد جوانی کی محبت ہو نہیں سکتی اسے دنیا فانی کی نہ ہوتا بد گمانا دا کبھی اہل محبت سے نہ ہوتا بد گمانا دا کبھی اہل محبت سے جو ہوتی آ گئی ظالم کو کچھ درد نہانی کی جو ہوتی آ گئی ظالم کو کچھ درد نہانی کی رہا تھا عمر وہ محروم اہل دل کی صحبت سے رہا تھا عمر وہ محروم اہل دل کی صحبت سے کہ جس نے کبر کے باعث ہمیشہ بدگمانی کی کہ جس نے کبر کے باعث ہمیشہ بدگمانی کی ہزاروں بستیاں ویران ہیں از راہ مظلومہ ہزاروں بستیاں ویران ہیں از آہ مظلومہ نہ کر توہین تو تاثیر بے آہ بے زبانی کی نہ کر توہین تو تاثیر آہ بے زبانی کی نہیں پاتا شفا دکھ دور خود اپنی دواؤں سے نہیں پاتا شفا دکھ دور خود اپنی دواؤں سے کرے ہے جست جو دکھ دور بھی دکھ دور ثانی کی محبت ہو نہیں سکتی اسے دنیا فانی کی بدون صحبت مرشد تجھے کیسے شفا ہوگی، بدون صحبت مرشد تجھے کیسے شفا ہوگی، نہیں جب شیخ اول کر نہیں جب شیخ اول جز تجھو کر شیخ ثانی کی، نہیں جب شیخ اول جستجو کر شیخ ثانی کی، ہمارے پھول و پھل جو دیکھتے ہو دیکھنے والوں، ہمارے پھول و پھل جو دیکھتے ہو دیکھنے والوں، ہمارے شیخ نے اختر کے دل میں باغبانی کی، ہمارے شیخ نے اختر کے دل میں باغبانی کی، محبت ہو نہیں سکتی اسے دنیا فانی کی، جسے بخشی ہے دولت حق نے اپنی رازدانی کی، محبت ہو نہیں سکتی اسے دنیا فانی کی۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، صدق الله مولانا العظيم۔ نہ کر توہین تو تاثیر آہب زبانی کی۔ There is a great advice which Hazrat is giving, that do not insult, humiliate the effects of that person who is keeping quiet but his heart is filled with the love of Allah. Outwardly you think there is a person is doing nothing, he's not making any mujahada, like he's just sitting still somewhere, but you don't know where his heart is connected. One time, when in Hardoi, Maulana Siddiq Ahmed, Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Pratapgari Rahmatullah Ali was making bayan, and sitting on the, at the bottom were Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Siddiq Ahmed Sahib Bandwi Rahmatullah Ali. Mufti Mahmood Sahib was sitting between them. Then during the course of the talk, Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pratapgari Rahmatullah Ali kept quiet. Then Mufti Sahib looked up towards him and told both on his side that at this moment Maulana is not here with us. He is by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So we don't know whose condition. But the sad part for us is we think we are like that and others must think of us like this. And we, other people, we make bad gumani of them. We must think good about others and be bad guman about ourselves. But unfortunately, that person doesn't benefit who is bad guman, who thinks bad about others. This person is just lying down. He's lazy. He's doing nothing. And about himself, he thinks, where am I? And fortunate is that person who thinks I'm useless, I'm nothing. And he thinks good about other people. Otherwise, when we read this, then we feel we are like that. And other people must think of us like that. That person falls. He is at the bottom and he falls even lower. So about others we should think good and we should have bad thoughts about ourselves. Very fortunate is that person who thinks bad about himself all the time. جسے بخشی ہے دولت حق نے اپنی رازدانی کی، that person whom Allah has blessed with the treasure of his secrets, that is, that person has ma'rifat of Allah تعلق with Allah. He's close to Allah Ta'ala. Very blessed is that person. محبت ہو نہیں سکتی اس سے دنیا فانی کی. And there is one great quality of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, that Hazrat always brings the taste of it. Every person will think that I got connection with Allah, I got Allah's ma'rifat. And also many people are deceived by their clothing. We have got to sunnat libas, so I think I'm a big buzurg. Some people are deceived with their ibadat, the way they make ibadat, etc. Other people are not making such ibadat. Some people are deceived by their bayans, what bayan I make and what people got to say of my bayan. That they all, this is outward things. What is in the heart is important. And a clear sign of that, Hazrat gives here, محبت ہو نہیں سکتی اس سے دنیا فانی کی. That person who has got this connection with Allah, whom Allah has blessed with His secrets, Allah's ma'rifat, closeness, ta'alluq with Allah, that person can never have muhabbat of dunya. Clearly that person sees when he has understood dunya is nothing. Not even a bubble on the water. Not even a shadow. He understands clearly, so he'll never have muhabbat of dunya. And of dunya's things, everything of dunya. Yeah, Hazrat explains one particular thing in which most people are involved in, whether it is a big Sufi, a big Abid, a Tablighi, a big Alim, but Nazri and evil thoughts, most people are involved in this year. So Hazrat explains particularly that Bimari, that usually these people are big Sufi, big Tablighi, big Alim, Abid, person who's making lot of ibadah, he also thinks, other people think, oh, where is this man? And he thinks of himself also. But a person must test himself, that have I got dunya's muhabbat in my heart or not? And one particular, there are many tests of dunya's muhabbat also. The one Hazrat is referring to, badalta hai kabhi geographia aisa haseeno ka. Sometimes the geography, the features of the beautiful woman change in such a way. کہ تاریخ بدل جاتی ہے جس سے حسن فانی کی. That the whole history is changed of this outward beauty. Like for example, a famous instance which the whole world knows about, when the so-called unsinkable Titanic, when it left Southampton for America, and it was called the unsinkable. There are so many lessons to learn. And there were young girls on that, 17, 18 year old girls, for the fun of those people who were going on this. And when it sunk, the unsinkable Titanic sunk in its maiden voyage, first voyage, the very next morning, it's only recently now that the last survivor died of the unsinkable Titanic. But those young girls looked like old ladies. The very next morning, they look like old ladies, their features had changed. And there are many cases like this, where a person's features change completely. So Hazrat says that this, when the geography changes of these beauties, then the history of their love affairs also change. And that history that you were praising that woman so much, and saying how beautiful she is, and not only the unsinkable Titanic, how many people, one person, a family member, a male, also some sickness. When I went to study in India, when I came back, he came and fetched me at one masjid to take me to his place. I didn't recognize him. That how his features had changed due to a sickness, I couldn't recognize him. When he told me, I was surprised, it's you. You can't recognize the person. So this happens in this world already and in front. So those who have love for this woman, for all, and we're thinking bad. And today the very sad part is the pornography which people are going upon. And good people, they are getting involved in all this. And that person still thinks I got love of Allah. And I'm close to Allah. Just because I'm speaking about it, because I'm making some ibadat, because I look so pious, he's fooling himself. Then that is really why it is necessary that we have to go regularly to a sheikh. Otherwise, on our own, very easily, a person who stays on his own, the sheep that stays away from the flock, the wolf gets hold of that sheep. The person who stays on his own, making his own little ibadah, there are many people who feel, I'd rather be just on my own. I don't want to mix with people. I don't want to go majlis or anything or anywhere. I don't go to listen to bayans or anything. I just stay on my own. Shaitan gets hold of that person. And he puts it in his heart, you're a big buzur. That you don't mix with people. You are so pious. You don't get involved in backbiting. And shaitan, he will get you involved in a big guna. And you will think that I must save myself from those gunas which are small. And he gets you involved in the big guna. You make backbiting, you do backbiting, you go in a majlis, you speak with people. We are coming to the majlis, 3-4 friends together. We talk some backbiting. So I don't want all this. I'd rather stay at home. Then big backbiting is a very big guna. But he involves you in pride now. That I'm a big buzur, which is a bigger guna than backbiting also. That I'm a big buzur. So shaitan's ways are very, very ajeeb. So a person must be very, very careful. So when a person comes to majlis regularly, it's servicing. The car that doesn't go for service and feels that there are no mechanics that can serve my car, do the service for my car, and he just keeps on driving his car, he's going to have a breakdown somewhere. You have to have your car serviced regularly. And this car, the human being, which makes and services all other cars. That's why its service is required 5 times a day. Not after 6 months, not after 20,000 kilometers, but 5 times a day you need service also. And regularly, then you go to your mashayikh also. Janaza, what a beautiful poem Hazrat has written here, from a literary point of view also, and in actual fact, and islah also. Janaza Husan ka, jab dafan ho peeri ki qabro mein. When the janaza of beauty will be buried in the qabr of old age. Hazrat has now made old age a qabr. And the beauty of the youth, when it's buried in the janaza of old age, then how does that woman look? Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he made dua to Allah Ta'ala, show me dunya. Allah accepted his dua. He saw a woman that was in burqa, niqab and everything. But from the niqab, from the clothing, the burqa, he could make out very beautiful woman. And her left arm was out of the burqa. And it was open. And from the skin, the color, etc., everything, you could make out there is a very, very beautiful woman. So then he made further dua, Ya Allah, you showed me so much, but the niqab is on the face. Let the niqab open and let me see. When she opened the niqab, a very old lady, with all whose teeth have fallen in, all her cheeks are gone in, 1-2 big yellow dirty teeth, her eyes are gone small, backwards, her temples are in, white hair, ugly woman. So then he said, Ya Allah, you showed me the left arm, the right arm, then she took it out with a dagger in her hand. So this is what dunya is. It appears very beautiful. The temptation is very great. And when you go close to dunya, you get involved in dunya. Whether it is financially too much, you get involved in dunya. Whether it's enjoyment, fun, luxury, whatever it is. Whether it is woman, whether it is wine, whether it is gambling. Whatever you get involved in, then you see the dirty face of dunya. Then you realize, oh, what filth and dirt I'm involved in. And then when you want to run away, dunya stabs you. That is now you get a heart attack. Now you are involved in depression. Now you've got endless other problems. So this is what is dunya. So how beautifully Hazrat has written, janaza husan ka. When the janaza of beauty, dafan ho peeri ki qabro mein, when it's buried in the qabr of old age. That means she's still living. But now she's like in that qabr. How she looks now. Suno kya ah unki daastan ehde jawani ki. Now when I hear what sad stories I hear when they were young. How they had love and how beautiful and everything. And now when I see this reality. Hazrat also explains, and Hazrat asks Mir Sahib to explain this many times. Da'amat barakatuhum, that when Hazrat and Mir Sahib all were in India first, and Hazrat's were Mir Sahib's one family, there was a boy who wasn't good looking from any way, and he wanted to marry a girl that was very pretty, family girl. They refused. They didn't accept the proposal. He was like going mad. People gave them advice. Let him get married, after all, family boy. The girl will also be looked at. You know who he's getting married to. It's a family boy. They got married. So much he loved her, she just like pulled her nose for sneezing. Doctor. Any small thing, just a little prick. Doctor. Everything. So much he was concerned about her. Just like today, when a couple get married, then you see the husband open the door for the wife, makes her sit very, ask her, you comfortable, and puts a dress in, closes the door, and after 6 months, he hoots and hoots for her. And now he's no more now all that business. Now it's a complete different thing. So this was the beginning. Then finally, they all came to Pakistan. So Mir Sahib went and visited them one day. It was in after Maghrib or after Isha. And when that man was busy filling in his income tax forms. So the son came and tell him, Mir Sahib was present there, that Amma, mother, that same lady, now she's an old lady. She's sick and she's not well. He said, what must I do? I took her 2 times to hospital, doctor already. What more can I do? But that time, what was it? So this is, Hazrat say, I hear the stories of that young, how they were with one another. This was legal, halal, jais marriage. But haram, a person does more than what he does for his wife also. He goes out and afterwards when it becomes bitter, it becomes so bitter that there is no words to explain it also. May ab tariq unke husn ki kis tarah dohrao. Hazrat says, now how must I explain, repeat the history of their beauty, how they were, how people thought of them. Nahi waqt hai koi husne rafta ki kahani ki. There isn't time to explain all this, the speed of how this beauty changes, how it becomes what it was and what it becomes. So those, there's one particular thing Hazrat is referring to. A person who has got love of Allah, who has got haqiqat, these things just fall away from him. Dunya, his jai's halal wife, he'll make love to her, he'll sit and talk with her, he'll pamper her, he'll do everything. His business he'll see to, he's a ustad, he'll carry on with his work. But in dunya's things, his heart won't be there. His heart will be with Allah. And gunas will fall off from him. How leaves are going to fall off now in autumn from the trees. The gunas will fall off. The bari daulat mili usse. The Hazrat says that person has acquired a great treasure. That person who became a talib of akhirat. And who the person who has got connected with Allah. Ke dunya ki muhabbat usse chhoot gayi. You didn't have to give up the love of dunya. Dunya's muhabbat left you. Dunya's muhabbat doesn't want to come to that person. That person who has found Allah Ta'ala. Na hota bad guma, na hota, ke hona, na hota. Bad guma nada kabhi ahle, na hona hona chahiye, na? Hota, lekin shayad na hona. Na hona, bad guma nada kabhi ahle muhabbat se. Oh, ignorant person, never be, never have bad thoughts of the people, of the lovers of Allah, the mashayikh, the ahlullah. Many people have got bad thoughts about them. These Sufis just sitting, what are they doing? They're not contributing to society. They're not an asset, they're a liability. These people just sitting and they're doing nothing whatsoever. So Hazrat warns them, na hona bad guma. Ehle nada kabhi ehle muhabbat se jo hoti aagahi zalim ko kuch dard nihani ki. That person who has got some information, jo hoti aagahi zalim ko kuch dard nihani ki. That person who knows a little bit even of what love is, and not love of dunya, not love of anything of this of fani dunya, temporary, but the love of Allah. That person will never have bad impressions and thoughts about the Ahlullah. Rahata Umar, wo mehroom ehre dil ki sohbat se. That person who stayed deprived of the love of Ahlullah his whole life. So he never knew what is the love of Allah. And this beautiful example Hazrat gives to explain this. A small boy who doesn't know what is passion, what is desire and love. Lust. He hasn't got it. He's a small little boy still. So he says, there's big people. What are they running after? Big boys running after girls. and talking. He is more interested in his computer games, in his marbles, in his kite that is flying. What does he know? The person who, when he got some idea of what this world is, then that is completely different. Like Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah alayh, man of what caliber? So much in his kitabs, in his knowledge. So much that when he was in his old age, and it was famous that all were waiting just for news that he'll be passing away now at any time. So 3 o'clock in the morning, somebody saw the lantern burning in the house. So they were sure there is something wrong, that my Hazrat must have passed away, because those were the days now. So Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali himself, they informed him. He quickly was a prize student, ran there to find out Hazrat, to see what. He saw Hazrat, he's bent over a kitab, the little lamp. And at that age, when now any moment you're going to be meeting Allah, and 3 o'clock in the morning he's bent over a kitab, he's studying a kitab. So he said, Hazrat, this time here, this like you are going to be meeting Allah, and now this year, at this time, so he say, ye bhi ek bimari. There is also one illness of studying kitabs. He was so engrossed. So anyway, he was a ustad in Darul Uloom. He wasn't married. This was his young days. And Qari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was a student also. And Qari Sahib was an exemplary principal. He knew nafsiyat, psychology. So to keep the ustad, good ustads, used to do 2 things. Get them married in Dioban and get them a house. Now their feet are bound now. You have chained them up. Now they won't go out. They will be just here. So he got Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah alayh, his ustad, he got him married also in Dioban. And then when they got married, so after, which is common talk amongst women, they ask, how's your husband? How's things going? Especially those who are very close and informal. So his wife said, what to say about Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri? At night, when he sits to study, after Isha, he opens his kitab till Fajr. The first night also, the second night also, third night also. Nothing else happened? No, nothing else. He opens his kitab, and till Fajr he's with his kitabs. So he didn't come near you, he didn't touch you or anything. No, nothing whatsoever. Said, you go and touch him then. You go and see to him. And then when she touched him, and then he said, oh, for ye to koi aur dunya hai. There is a different world. He didn't know about this world at all. So they were so immersed in that world that he did not know of this world at all. So those people also, who are who don't know about the love of Allah, what can you expect from them? They don't know. You must excuse them. They are ignorant. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one time sitting and caught cases. That was the time. So a lady came. There were other sahaba also sitting. She was covered properly, everything. So she said, my husband every day roza. And every night from Isha to Fajr, he's on the musalla. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, mashallah, what a husband you got. So she repeated again. So again Hazrat Umar, make shukr, you got such a husband. 3-4 times. Then she made salam and she went away. Then another sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was present. He told Hazrat Umar that this woman actually came with a complaint that her husband is not fulfilling her rights. All night he's in ibadat, etc. Hazrat Umar called for her again. And then he told him, you preside over this case. I make you the qazi, Hazrat Umar. Umar radiallahu ta'ala wasn't the qazi, but I make you the qazi. He say, me in front of you. He says, you recognize the problem. So you will be able to make a better judgment. I failed to recognize the problem. So then she again, then he said that your husband is not full. Call the husband also. And then he told the husband. So the husband said, the fear of the day of Qiyamah, the fear of Qabr and Jahannam has reduced me to this. I can't do anything. Then he told, nobody can have more fear of Allah than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted also. And on other days he did not fast. He made ibadah during the nights and he slept also. He fulfilled the rights of his wife also. Then what a wonderful deduction he made. He says that the Quran Sharif says, فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُم مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَعَ. The Quran has given you permission for 4 wives. So if you have 4 wives, every wife's right will come every 4th day. her night will come every fourth day if you have four wives. So the minimum that you can, must go to your wife is that every fourth night at least. That's the minimum. So if you want to make your ibadah, three nights make your ibadah. That's your three other wives. If your wives are ibadah, you make ibadah. But the fourth night is the right of this wife. Yeah. The three other days is your roza days. Keep rozas. But the fourth day, see to your business also. See to your other thing. What a deduction. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was so impressed that he made him the qadi of Basra and told him, you go there and you become the qadi there. So anyway, so this also, those who don't know these things of the love of Allah, what to say, you must excuse them. They don't know what this is. Rahata Umar wa mihrum ahle dil ki sohbat se. Those who didn't find the company, who were not blessed with the company of the lovers of Allah, what do they know what is the love of Allah Ta'ala? Ke jisne kibar ki ba'id hamisha bad gumani ki. And their pride always kept them away from these majalis also. They didn't want to come near also. There is waste of time. They make little zikr. They talk little of Allah. Nothing else they do there. We are doing lot of work, etc. So the whole life they were deprived and they stayed away. Hazaro bastiya wairan hai. As ahim mazluma, thousands of towns, villages have become completely uninhabited. Wiran, like ghost towns they have become because of the ah of the mazloom. Made zulam on somebody, that person made baddua on the town. The whole town got destroyed. Somebody who came to a town and the people ill-treated him. And we must be very, very careful. When one time some ulama of Pakistan, they said that the students were coming from the world to India and Pakistan to study. Now the excuse is that America made their visas difficult, made restrictions on the government not to give them visa. These are all outward things. Behind it there is something else. He said, we did not make qadr, we did not appreciate. So he gave us advice, now Allah has turned their direction to South Africa. Appreciate them. Don't be unmindful. Really realize what a great ni'mat. So anyway, all this is that the favors of Allah, appreciate the favors of Allah. And those people who come, Allah is giving so much of money in South Africa. Collectors who come, don't take their baddua. Some people treat them so badly. You don't want to give also, no problem, don't give. But don't humiliate them. And some of them are really genuine, pious people. And you humiliate that person, you insult that person, and his one ah. Not only you, your whole town, your whole country will suffer the consequences. So Hazrat is saying that how many villages, towns got destroyed because of that ah of the Muslim. Don't ill-treat, you got a worker. He's just an ordinary sweeper. He's a cleaner. Doesn't mean because you are just paying him a meager wage, you can insult him, humiliate him for anything. Always be very careful. Our common habit, something got missing in the house. First suspicion on the worker. And without any proof, and we start telling them what and what. In the shop, everything. All this happens all the time. A person must be very careful. Never take the baddua of a person who looks down, who outwardly looks down, downtrodden. Never take his baddua. And this is not only Muslim, even non-Muslims baddua. Even an animal, don't ill-treat an animal also. This is what we have to be very careful. Nakar tohin to ta'thir-e ahib-e zubani ki. And then what to say about the ahlullah, which Allah Ta'ala declares in Hadith-e Qudsi, من آذى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب. Or كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, a person who hurts the feelings of a wali of mine, then I declare war on that person. On whom Allah has declared war, where can any goodness come to that person in any way? Not in his deen, not in his dunya, not in his akhirah. So a person must be very careful of the ahlullah. نَكَرْ تُوْهِينَ. Do not humiliate and insult. Ta'thir-e ahib-e zubani ki, the effects of that person who seems to be dumb. There are many people who are filled with the love of Allah in their heart, but they haven't got a tongue to express it. But what fikr they got, love of Allah. They've got the fikr of the qabr, of akhirat. Many people, they are such who are not ulama also. But mashallah, they got some sohbat of Ahlullah, and their qualities are very great. And we just run them down that they are nothing, they are wasting their time. And some people, what remarks they make. Very, very dangerous this. Nahi paata shifa daktur khud apni dawao se. A doctor doesn't get relief, doesn't get his health from his own medicine. Well, kare hai jastuju doctor bhi daktur thani ki. A doctor also has to go to another doctor and take the opinion of another doctor, treatment of another doctor. He can't treat himself. Even the family. The doctor is not allowed to treat his own family. He must go to another doctor, outside doctor. They must treat him. Badun sohbat murshid, murshid, tujhe kaise shifa hogi? And you don't want to make a doctor? You're not even a doctor. A doctor also have to go to another doctor. You're not even a doctor. You're not a chef. And you don't want to make a chef. You don't want to make a doctor. So how are you going to get shifa? Nahi jab sheikh awwal jastuju kar sheikh thani ki. And when your sheikh awwal is not here, then immediately look for your sheikh thani, which Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali explains that when a wife's husband passes away, the iddat is 4 months and 10 days. A sheikh passes away, the iddat is 3 days. Within 3 days then, make another sheikh. Don't stay without a sheikh. If you don't make a sheikh, then you are very in a serious, in a dangerous position. Because now you'll follow your own desires. Shaitan will mislead you. Therefore the famous saying, a person who hasn't got a sheikh, shaitan is his sheikh. And also that person who got a sheikh, but he doesn't treat him as a sheikh. Doesn't confide in him, doesn't speak to him, doesn't show him his conditions, nothing. Shaitan is misleading that person also. And shaitan is that person's sheikh. Very fortunate are those people who explain their conditions, good or bad. What they are doing, they explain. And they inform the sheikh, whether in writing, whether verbal, whatever way. Those people make taraqqi. And those people who don't inform, they're just carrying on and they're their own sheikh. Shaitan is their sheikh. Even though the name that they are murid, but they are misguided also. So it's very important, this contact with the sheikh. And this is, like for example, a student has written a wonderful exam paper, but he hasn't given it in for marking. Now how is he going to get credit for it? So when you inform your sheikh, so to say, now you get credit. And Allah has made it that through the sheikh, this whole system, our hadith system, that from your ustad who you had hadith, the real sanad, the certificate of hadith, of the alim, is not what he passes his exam, but that he heard from his ustad. And he heard from his ustad. The same way in tasawwuf. And alhamdulillah, perhaps in the whole world, the only two real sanads that are still in the world is the sanad of hadith and the sanad of tasawwuf. That every sheikh can give you his lineage right to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every muhaddith can give you his lineage right to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are in the other subjects, but there more effort still has to be made in fiqh, in tafsir, etc. But in hadith and in tasawwuf, these are very open and very famous. So Allah has made it. So when your sheikh will, so to say, you did all your work on the computer, 4 or 5 works, now you click save, now it is saved. So that is when you tell your sheikh, now it is saved. Now your work is saved and now you're going further. But those who didn't save it, they did everything also. But they didn't save it, then that sort of it just deleted all that. One person, Hazrat our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali told us, a great person, murid, with great ibadat and everything of his, when he went for salatu salam, it was put in his heart, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, till you don't come with your Shaykh, you can't progress. You have to come with your Shaykh to read your salatu salam. So this, to reach Allah Ta'ala, Allah is, and if we don't understand, and we, in our whole life, then in Alame Barzakh, that is a place where all matters will be sorted out, can find out. And if you still don't understand there, Qiyamah's Day you must ask Allah Ta'ala, why you made the system like this? That why you were linked us like this, and made this a means? You can ask Allah Ta'ala. Hamare phool phal jo dekhte ho dekhne walo. There is also a beautiful poem of Hazrat, that Hazrat Shaykh Aman Abdul Ghani, phool puri. And here he uses phool, flowers, and phool puri. So Hazrat says, these flowers of mine and my fruit which you see, what Allah has blessed me which you ask, and that also only a seeing person can see. Those who are blind cannot see. Your whole life you stay with your Shaykh, but if you are blind, you won't see your Shaykh. But if you got eyes, you will see. And some people, they see all the wrong things also. And things which are not important. But what is Maulana Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali himself. One great alim who was teaching the hadith kitabs, etc. And he was the right-hand man of Maulana Phulpuri. 35 years he stayed there in the madrasa in the Darulum. Himself he said that I stayed 35 years, right-hand man so close to Maulana, but I didn't take the benefit which Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar came, and in a few days, years he took it. Because he had the eyes what he was looking for. So that he took. So, and the person who didn't have that eyes, he stayed so long, but he didn't get that benefit. So the person whose eyes are open and he sees what he has to see in his Shaykh, that person will benefit. And the person who doesn't look and see that, that person can stay whole life also. Can stay right close, not only the right-hand man, but he can be sitting in the lap of the Shaykh also. But he won't see. And here also we get surprised. Some people who are far away, and through the transmission, what points they pick up, I get surprised. And the people who sit right in front, I see, they don't notice anything. And the people who are so far, how they are benefiting. So it is, if we also have to have our capacity, then we can benefit. Otherwise, we will be just like stone. We came here, and we just sat here, and we got up, and we went away. We didn't take notice of anything. We didn't benefit anything. So a person whose heart is open and he who's got talab, that person can see. So Hazrat say, "Hamari phool phal, jo dekhte ho dekhne walo, all you people who are seeing." And Hazrat is saying, "What you see, my fruit and my flowers, Hamari Shaykh ne akhtar ke dil mein baghbani ki. My Shaykh worked on the garden of my heart, and he made this beautiful flowers to grow and this beautiful fruit to grow, which you are seeing now. But how many people?" We don't notice beautiful gardens, we don't notice. Beautiful scenery, we don't notice. We just walk past, we just go past. One time, Allama Yusuf bin Nuri, rahmatullah alayhi, and them, for some convention or meeting, they had to go to Kashmir of Pakistan. Kashmir is exceptionally beautiful. Mufti Taqi Usmani, at that time, was still very young also. They were all together in the car. And all that beautiful scenery. So Mufti Taqi Usmani himself narrates that he was busy doing his work, preparing for that convention, his paper. So Maulana Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi said, told him, "Hey, you are Shaykh Ushab. You are Shaykh, but you are a young person. You are a Shaykh also. A Shaykh usually, according to Arabic language, is one over 50. But you're still a young man, but you're already a Shaykh. And you are a Shab also. لِعَيْنِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٌّ. Your eyes also have got a right over you. See Allah's scenery. See how Allah has made all this. And from there understand who Allah Ta'ala is. When His creation is so beautiful, how beautiful must not be Allah Ta'ala. How great must not be Allah Ta'ala. So this is that person can see this who through his Shaykh. Allah Ta'ala opens this. May Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. Jazakumullah. We start with this kitab. This is Hazrat's, all the questions answered were of the Salikin. And we also have got our questions, which also there is one thing, that many of us, we don't ask the questions. We just make our own solutions. We become our own doctors and we make our own solutions. And some, what is said in the bayan, they feel I got my answer. Many times, alhamdulillah, we do get our answers. But every person's matter is his own. Personal. And if a person doesn't ask, he doesn't get. How many of our friends never inform that what their ma'amulats are? Some, mashallah, write in detail. And there are quite a few who inform. But there are many who never inform anything whatsoever. So how will the Shaykh know? He's not Alimul Ghaib. How will he know? When we inform, then you can make a little adjustments. Increase this, you don't have to do this. Or just the dua and the tawajjuh of the Shaykh, just that he has confirmed it, that is, you get clicked with Allah Ta'ala. So with regard to this kitab, Hadrat has written, Mir Sahib, Jazahumullah Khair, he has put almost Allah give, make it possible that everything of Hadrat, every conversation of Hadrat also they used to take. They recognized who Hadrat was. They taped every conversation, whether it was of tea, whether it was a casual, informal conversation, everything is taped. And now he's working day and night, literally, putting it all pen to paper. It's unbelievable, and this is all from Allah's side. When he's on his dialysis, the dialysis is carrying on, his pen is working all the time. And the earphones are in his, he's listening to the tape in his ear, and he's writing all the time. And how much of Hazrat's bayans, his casual majalis, everything he has captured it. And mashallah, he's still carrying on doing it. So yeah, at the beginning he has put these beautiful poems which are very relevant to this. Sakhtiya Shaykh ki hai fana ke liye. When the Shaykh is hard on you, it is for your annihilation. To bring annihilation, and that is the most important thing. That a person's nafs must be cut down. That is the first step when a person can get islah. Till he thinks of himself as anything. And both types of pride are haram. That you think yourself better than others, that we almost all understand that it is haram. But we don't think of it. We don't think whether that pride is in me or not. And the other is ujab, khudbini, that a conceited person. He thinks himself that I'm very good. He doesn't look down upon anyone, but he thinks I'm good. The minute a person thinks I'm good, he's gone. The minute he thinks I'm better than somebody else, he's gone. The minute he thinks I'm good, I'm all right, he's gone. Tell a person he's not convinced that I'm the worst in Allah's creation, whether it is Muslim, non-Muslim, animals, anyone, till then his iman is not kamil. Till then a person has to work on that I'm the worst of all. So the whatever the Shaykh, how he treats us sometimes, sometimes he tells us, sometimes he ignores us, whatever he tells us, then that is all for to end the annihilation of the nafs. Much so much usko hargiz sitam. Don't take it like the Shaykh is swearing you, he's angry with you. Take it for your benefit. A person who only wants sweet medicine, he tell the doctor, you must give me only sugar-coated pearls. I don't want no bitter medicine. Operation? No, I'm not ready for operation. You must just all the time pamper me. You must all the time give me baby food. Mari biscuits, Bordeaux biscuits. Don't give me hard foods. Never give me, one time, Luqman Hakim. He came in the court of the king. He was always close to the king. The king gave him a fruit to eat. The king cut it himself. He had great respect for Hazrat Luqman Hakim. Hazrat Luqman Hakim took it, ate it very happily. And when the king tasted, immediately his palate is so bitter. He said, Luqman, you ate that? How did you manage? He says, king, from your dastarkhan, from your hand, whole life I got sweet things. If one time I got a bitter thing, how could I show my disapproval of it? This also I accept wholeheartedly. Manana Rashid Ahmed Gangoi, Rahmatullah Ali, visited Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, Rahmatullah in Makkah Sharif. So he came, he was a young person, still murid, and Hazrat tested him. He gave him his food, he just put it on a roti, some food, not even a plate, and he gave him to eat. And he ate it with relish, and Hazrat was watching his face. That my Shaykh, what does he think? Not even giving me a plate? He said, what? How does he treat me? Then he said that I was testing. He said, Hazrat, from your hand what I got, what I regard as a ni'mat of Jannat. So we also, one time, Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, was invited by some rich person of the village, of the farm, and where they have asli, pure things. So he made a very special dish of pure milk and badam. And proper, not badam that is grown with all this, pesticides and all, pure. And made it very fine and made a very delicious like mawa obhi. So he says, and he brought it, he said, this is special for you, Hazrat. Hazrat tasted it, put it. So one other villager, a prominent person, also was invited. So he started eating from there one way. So Hazrat told him, this he told, it's special for me, you eating. So he said, for barakat. Hazrat said, this dar also I ate. There isn't barakat in there. You only see the barakat in there. So many of us also, when we sit with our sheikh, for barakat we take everything. But sometimes something bitter, then you see the expression on the face immediately, that the person can't accept it. So a person, so it shows that the inside is still not made. The inside still has to be worked on and has to be made. Tarbiyat-e-ji, so this poem, Sakhtiya Shaykh ki hai fana ke liye. It is to for the self-annihilation, that you really realize, not think, you realize that I am the worst of Allah's creation. Mat samaj usko hargiz sitam. Don't take it that the Shaykh is your enemy or that he's angry with you. He's doing it for your benefit. Akhtar be nawa ki sadai suno. Hazrat says, Akhtar, and Hazrat calls himself be nawa, who's got nothing, no support. But listen to my calls which I'm making. Apne malik ko razi kare khub ham. Let us please Allah Ta'ala. Let us make that the mission of our life. I must please my Allah Ta'ala. That is really what the mission of our life is. In our lives, GPS, punch in. What is our destination? The pleasure of Allah. And like a person watches his GPS all the time. Am I on the right road? Or am I going off or whatever? How far? How many kilometers left? How many minutes left? How many hours left? We also should first of all type in the mission. We haven't typed in an intention of our life. Why I'm living, we're just living, getting up in the morning, going to doing our day's chores, in which there is ibadat also, and everything, going to sleep again, days and weeks and months and years are just passing. Maut comes and we didn't fix a destination. Okay? So how can that person reach his destination? We haven't fixed a destination. Anything without an intention is a lifeless thing, like a stillborn baby. Okay? A stillborn baby, you're not going to pet the baby and hug and kiss the baby. Immediate preparations for the burying. Janazah, you must go bury the baby. Our amal without intentions are just like that also. We get up in the morning, no intention for what. And Allah says, everything in the earth I created for you. Wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah. And you are made for akhirah. But we don't even think about it. I'm just living just day by day. And dunya's things, yes, we are very concerned. My job I mustn't lose. My business mustn't go down. This I must see to. That I must see to. Everything. But about our deen, we don't think. So that is very, very important, that our intention, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Azan is quarter to 8 o'clock. We were reading this on Hazrat's Bayan, that whenever any difficulties come, the great value of inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. These all really are the basics, but we are too high. These things don't matter, so we don't read them. They got no value. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You tell any person he's got wasawis, he tells you, tell him, read la hawla. He say, no, that I read. Like it's that's nothing. What a great thing. La ilaha illallah, the greatest thing. And you tell somebody to read la, that is not. Yeah, you give them some heavy wazifas. And this is not a new thing. Musa alayhi salam also asked Allah. Allah said, read la ilaha. He said, no, this all read. I want something special. Everyone also, and you give them some special, which are not from sunnah and hadith, some other wazifas that are important. You give some ta'weez. And that also, how beautiful Imanana Tanwi Rahman. And many of us are such that the actual genuine answers, they don't appeal to us. And what are man-made, fabricated, man-made, man-manufactured, that has great value. Hazrat gives an example that he was traveling by train in the first class and there was another passenger. So at some station, that other passenger's worker came and he told the boss that he's troubling, he's not listening, he's troubling me too much. And quite a few complaints. So Hazrat asked, what is that? Who is that? So he says, the dog. This big dog, Alsatian, whatever it was, is troubling me too much. So Hazrat asked him, why you keep a dog? So he said, for whatever reasons, so Hazrat explained him, it's not permissible. For security, all right. But for other reasons, it's not permissible, pet which the people keep. And usually we always say that in the West, we have made the West our imam, our leaders. And they have made dogs their leaders. They walk behind the dogs. And now in this Mozambique suffer, it came to mind, the people in the East, the people in third world countries, usually you will see the dog walks behind the person. And with them, the dog walks in front of them. So they made the dog the imam, and we made them our imam. People who made dogs the imams, we made those people our imams. But, and Nabi Ali Salah, what an imam. We discarded Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. So, and in these countries, the dogs walk behind the master, you will see. Even many people from this, squatter camps, when they walk, you see they walk, a dog runs behind them. For them, the dog is in front. So anyway, so this dog, Hazrat explained, then he asked, why, what's wrong? Hazrat gave him the leel of Quran Sharif. That didn't make sense to him. Then Hazrat explained to him the qualities of a dog, that it eats dirt, filth, one which Hazrat explained in another malfuz, that a dog, when it, what is called, kilabi taqwa, taqwa of a dog. What is the taqwa of a dog? That when it urinates, it picks up its one leg very high. That my legs mustn't get napak with the urine. It's so particular, so much taqwa it's got. But then when it sees filth and dirt lying, it goes and eats with its mouth. There, for the stinja, for that, it's very particular. But then it goes and eats dirt and filth there. So that is what is called kilabi taqwa. And that is like, for example, in Ramzan, you don't eat the halal samosas in the fridge. You don't hug your wife, I got Rosa. You don't think evil or bad thoughts of with your wife, which are jais, relations with your wife. But other women, they now you go in all filth and dirt. So that is kilabi taqwa. Yeah, or what is halal and jais, that you refrain from. You got so much taqwa. But when it's that other haram filth, then there you go and you think of all that evil, etc. So anyway, then Hazrat explained these things. And by company of the dog, any animal, that qualities transfer into a person. And from there we can understand sohbat of human beings. A person who stays with horses, pride comes in that person. A person who rears sheep, humility comes in that person. Every person, and that is why every Nabi, Allah made it, every Nabi was a shepherd at some time in his life. To look after the animals, especially goats, how naughty they are and how they run different directions. So that qualities then come into a person. So Hazrat explained all this. That person went to Aligarh and he told the university student. They got very impressed. So Hazrat said, what is the unimportant thing? What was man-made, what did they get? What Allah gave reason, that doesn't impress us. Today anyone you tell him interest is haram. But how, why? It doesn't make sense. You explain now whole business jargon. And you explain to that person, oh, that's a great Maulana. He knows, he's in the times, and he can explain properly. All this thing. So that is how we have become. What is the valuable thing? And that is in everything. One Maulana has written a beautiful article on photography also. That he says, photography at the beginning, it was made haram because it was the pictures of pious people. Eventually, slowly, people started worshipping them. It all started with photography, whether it was photos were made by hand or whatever it was. And he says, today the stage has reached that still they thought of those pious people. But today the photo is everything. And to this level, he said, a person keeps a photo and satisfies his sexual lust in front of the photo. And this is all what is happening. So today the photo has taken over. So and from there, everything, today it is all trimmings and the outside things, and reality is not there. Many times people have given beautiful attar from Makkah Sharif Madinah. What beautiful cases and everything. But the attar, a small bottle. And little bit of attar in there. But the whole box, oh, how beautiful. It is all for decoration and not meant to use. You must put it on your dressing table or wherever. And some even came with empty bottles. So it's only, what is the valuable is the casing. When we were studying in Mia's farm, one student, he bought a pen in those days, fountain, and he had his name engraved. The pen was 2 and 6. 25 cents off today, maybe those days 25 rand or whatever. But the engraving, Ustad Mufti Sanjali Sahib Rahmatullah asked him, that was double, triple the price. So he says, where's your akar? For the pen, which is the main thing, when engraving your name, that you pay so much. Today it's a whole world just of all the glitter and glamour, the all in bayans also. The actual bayan is nothing. But all the frills and fancies in the bayan, the way of presenting, that people get impressed. Somebody like our buzurg speak clearly, Quran, hadith doesn't have effect on people. But when all that, the frills and the, all those extra things, that a house, a comfortable house is what is comfort. Now all the fancy things, now you have to be so particular how you open the tap. You don't know how to open the tap also. The funny tap, some of them, they are such, you don't know how to open it also. But that is now something great. And now you are suffering. You went for istinja. Now you can't open the hose there. It's such a new, different thing. Now you are suffering there. You go in the shower. You can't get the hot water. You can't get the cold. You are burning in the hot water. Or you're suffering in the cold. But these funny, frenzy things, that's a smart house. That is something now. And the simple, straightforward house, no. In food. Really, a person really who starts enjoying plain, simple water, forget zamzam, just plain water, that person's iman is being made. That's a sign that reality. And we are impressed. We want juice. We want cold drinks. We want all that satisfies us. Food, the basic foods are simple. But today, in the desserts, Allahu Akbar. And after a meal, then the tea, and then all the cakes and the bus, and all the fancy. You don't feel like cutting that cake. How the all the icing and the design and everything on it. You don't even feel like cutting it. So, but these things are important. And that is now, that daughter-in-law who made it like that with all that extras, all that funny things. And the person who brought the simple, straightforward things. And simple food is made simply, less cost also, and eaten simply and digested. The body also gives dua. And all these other things, what smells come from all this funny, funny food that we eat, and all the, not only smells from the bottom and the back, but from on top also. The belch, the car we take, with that also, what terrible smells come. But that impresses us. So this is just has become a world of just frills and fancies. And haqiqat is come. Very, very few people go to reality and that. Your wife, simple she is, doesn't appeal to you. That woman who is filthy and dirty because she all the other makeup and all that on her, that appeals to you. So that is how we have become in everything. Whether it is qiraat in namaz also. Imam who makes some heavy qiraat, oh, we are impressed. A person who reads beautiful, straightforward, we're not impressed with that. That he is reading doesn't impress us. But a person who, all that extra things he puts in, that impresses us. And really when we see also the qiraat, jalsas also, or a qari, a person who, nobody's, hardly anyone's attention goes to tajweed rules, that how he's reading, his makharij, the sifat, how he pronounced every letter, that our mind doesn't go to. But when he pulls long, which is no requisite, that you see the whole, Allah, 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 that he's impressed that long pulling of his, the long breath he took. But the recitation, the meaning of it, and then the effect on a person, that we don't see. So, everything, unfortunately, we have gone in these things. So anyway, so, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, all these are the very basic, and those are the valuable things. The real Islah, Qari, Amirul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, sitting on the mimbar here, he said, what is Islah? We're not reading Yasin Sharif. Read Yasin, that is Islah. But we want big wazifas. And we want karamats. And we want all other things. He say, we're not reading Quran every day. Read Quran. We're not reading one durood. And we read one durood a day. Read 10 duroods a day. This is Islah. The very basic things. But we want to what is now big. Some heavy philosophical bayan and some big and something by which karamats will come into our hands, etc. Then that is something. So the reality is deen is simple, is straightforward, and that is what we have to get into our lives. musibat aam hai. This we read previously. And what is musibat? Then there was an Arabic explanation. Now the meaning of it, musibat aam hai. What is idha asabatum musibatun? When ever any musibat, any difficulty comes to them. So that musibat, Hazrat explains that it is general. Any and every type of musibat. Jo takleef bhi insaan ko pahunche, uske nafs ko, ya maal ko, ya ahl uiyal ko, qaleel ho, wo na wo gawar baat, ya kathir ho. Every type of difficulty which comes to a person. Whether it's in his wealth, whether it is in his family, whether it is in his own person, whether it is little, whether it is lot, yahan tak ke kaanta chhoop jana. Even if a thorn pricks you, and other places it comes. For example, you had a 5 cent in your pocket, and you put your hand, you didn't find it, and you get worried about it. 5 cent won't really work. Now you found it, you get happy again. Even that is called a musibat. That little, your pain. You had it here, and while you put your hand, you didn't get it in your hand. Then you got it. That is also a any of these things here. Machar ka kaatna, whether it's a mosquito bite, jute ka tasma toot jana, the lace of your shoe breaks, chirah buj jana, the lights go off. All these are called musibat, takleef. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne, in tamam mawaqi par, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un parha. When the lights go off, we all, ha, you hear all. Big noise, whether it's in a house, here with the students, a more bigger noise. Nobody reads, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And when it comes back again, a sound like that, nobody says, alhamdulillah. No connection. The basic things, we are not in there. اور حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ مومن کو جو بھی اذیت اور تکلیف دے وہ مصیبت ہے. And a mu'min, whatever thing causes him any difficulty, it's called a musibat, smallest thing also. اور اس کے لیے اجر ہے. On that he gets ثواب. اذا اصابتهم in this تکلیف reaches them. میں اذا سے اشارہ ہے کہ ان الاجر لمن صبر وقت اصابتها. The idha asabat, when the takleef came to them, the sabr has to be made at that time. After a year, everyone got sabr. Whatever big difficulty, after 6 months, after a week, the pain gets less. But at that time, it is required. And that can only be done if a person was trained before. If he wasn't trained before, afterwards, now people come, don't worry, make sabr. Now he starts making, but the real was at that time, as-sabru and the sadmatil ula. At the first time, when that problem comes, that's the time to that a person has to make sabr. Yani ajar us shakhs ke liye hai ke jab takleef pahunche, us waqt sabr kare. Jaisa ke huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka irshad hai, innama sabru inda awwal musibatin. Juzinais ke sabr awwal musibat ki waqt hai. کیونکہ دن گزرنے سے تو صبر سب ہی کو آ جاتا ہے. As time passes, مرور وقت, then everyone gets صبر finally. اسی لئے علامہ علوسی نے رحمت اللہ علیہ دوسری جگہ رضا بقضا کی تعریف کی ہے. رضا بقضا, that what Allah has decreed, a person is happy with that. علامہ علوسی has made its definition, رضا وہو سرور القلب بمرور القضا, that you are satisfied بسرور القلب, with the happiness of the heart, that takleef came, بمرور القضاء, when that musibat, that difficulty came, you accepted it wholeheartedly. دل کا سرور ہونا قضاء کی ورود کے وقت, that your heart is happy when that difficulty came on you. لیکن اس رضا کا نام رضا طبعی ہے. That رضا is called a natural رضا, which is just nature. Jo ghalba hai uns aur ghalba hai shauk mein naseeb hota hai, which is for the very high people. And even like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salam saw the rod becoming a snake. He got frightened. He ran from it. So that is natural. But this is when a person's iman is at that level that he does not fear. Now we were in Mozambique. They took us to one place out of town, in a place called Tete. And the roads were also very bad, potholes at that place there. But anyway, when we got there, we just reached there, and not a thatch roof, just grass. And really like the time of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the side also just some zinc or mud, little walls, and very, very, very down to earth. As I was about to enter, something fell from the roof and it ran straight to me. I don't know what that person did before I realized he chased it away. It was a lizard, big lizard or something. As we went inside, they told how many snakes they killed. And then this person who is the one in charge, Hafiz Muhammad, he says he was making a khutbah. And the snake, a cobra, pointing at him from the back. He didn't know. He's making his whole khutbah. After the khutbah, the people rushed and the snake ran away. He saying once he was making namaz by the mimbar, and a snake came on the mimbar. Snake is looking at him. And he's looking at the snake. But he said, Allah, put it in my heart, the snake won't do you anything. And he carried on with his namaz. Another young student, Maulana Naeem, who graduated here, young, maybe in his 20s, he says, once making namaz, snake came out in front. And I thought, now I must finish quickly and make salam. How he had the courage, if it was us, what will we do? But, and then he made his salam. And the snake also went away. They say, how many snakes? But not one snake, but them. They're in such a jungle they are there. And no people living around. The nearby village, all non-Muslims who have become Muslims. Not born Muslims, people who have reverted and accepted Islam. So to have that at that time, that is the special favor of Allah, a person who has got that level of him. And that is not required from Sharia also. At that time you get fright is a natural thing. You run away is a natural thing. That is not according to Sharia. But if you reach that level, what to say of that person? Who the Sahaba reached that level. They were not frightened for the animals in the jungle. They were not frightened for anything at all. For jinnat, they were not frightened. That person who reaches that level. And we should make effort for that. But that is not required from every person. لیکن رضا کا نام رضا طبیعی ہے جو غلبہ انس اور غلبہ شوق میں نصیب ہوتا ہے جس کا بندہ مکلف نہیں. Allah hasn't made that farz on earth. That as a human, Allah is allowed. You get happy, you get sad, you get frightened, you run. Allah has allowed that. جس رضا کا درجہ فرض ہے وہ رضا عقلی ہے. And what is farz is that in your mind you realize that the snake can't harm me without Allah's command. That medicine cannot give me shifa. Poison can't harm me without Allah's command. You realize it. But when you see a snake, you run. You get frightened. But in your mind, in your heart, you know the fact is this. But by nature, you get frightened. A crook comes, you know he can't do me anything. He can have a R5, he can have an AK-47. Only by Allah's command. And how many guns jammed? Especially Hamim La Yun Sarun, we should remember. Many people have said it worked miracles for them. So, if a person who reads that. But anyway, so to have that yaqeen, to know it. But by nature, you get frightened, that's not against iman. And that's not against Islam. We are not, Allah made us human, and human sentiments Allah has kept in us. But a person who reaches that level, Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid drinks the cup of poison. And those who have reached that level, that is something else. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کے گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو، عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو، غیروں کا کیا ذکر جب اپنے آپ سے ہی بیگانہ ہو، نشہ عشق الہی یارو، نشہ عشق الہی یارو، چیز ہی ایسی ہے واللہ، الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
So you were sitting in front there, I can remember, come sit here. Only remembered now. MashaAllah. Give me a hand. Alhamdulillah wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufar, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my five times namaz with the jamaat in the masjid according to sunnat, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always conscious of my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the chishtiyah, and the silsila of the naqshbandiyah, and the silsila of the qadariyah, and the silsila of the suharwardiyah. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all four silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bayat. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an imani, Islami life. And just before mawt, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my mawt on imani kamil, on kalimai shahadat, wat afiyat, izzat, rahat, and salamati. Gather me tomorrow and forever thereafter in Jannat with all the righteous and pious. May Allah accept, inshallah. What you have to do, you must come see me again. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, this from next week, Tuesday night, the majlis will be after Isha Salah. Inshallah, Adhan will be at 7:45, and 8 o'clock will be the Isha Jamaat, and thereafter will be the majlis. On Yawm al-Khamis, Inshallah, Hazrat will be traveling to Mackenzie Park. There will be a program there. And on Yawm al-Jumu'ah, at night, after Isha Salah, in Homestead Park, Adhan is 7:30, 7:45 is Jamaat. On Yawm al-Laylatul Ahad, Saturday night, after Maghrib Salah, the majlis will take place here. And inshallah, on Yawm al-Ahad, from 10 o'clock, the majlis will take place. Next week in Lens, Hazrat will be traveling. There will be an Islai Jalsa. From Friday, there will be programs. On Saturday, and Yawm al-Sabt, there will be an Islai Jalsa from Asr to Isha Salah. I would request for all the brothers to participate. In Mackenzie Park, there will be a ladies' program in the afternoon, and at night, there will be the program after Isha Salah.
Make dua also Maulana Ahmad for Ibrahim of Limbi. He's ill. He requests dua for Shifa, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha. Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbu wa tarda. Allahumma aghfir lana wa li amwatina. Allahumma shfi'na. ولإخواننا اللهم ربنا وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.